the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this radio broadcast to share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Truly, I thank you of the days we are facing and the time we are in. We thank God for allowing us to see another day. But truly, I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning to the body of Christ. I know that God is so good to us. He allowed us to get up, raise our hand, and to worship Him, to give Him glory and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And I thank God for blessing us. Praise God that He allowed you to do what you need to do for His kingdom. Some of you are in the process of getting up this morning to go and visit the sick, the ones who are in shut-in, who are not able to come to the house of God. But truly, I thank God for all that He is to make it all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. The time is getting near. God is shortening the time. As you look around you, you see the weather start changing. The situation that we are in, the economy, praise God. Everything that we are facing, God is cutting the time short. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I came across something, praise God, and I would like to share it. Praise God. And I came across a book, and the author said, "This is why spiritual warfare often sounds like identity attack. You're not enough. You don't matter. You fail too much. God can use others, but not you." And then I thank God for Matthew, the 4:3, when the Word of God said, "If you are the Son of God." And you know, a lot of time we'll be tempted by the enemy. He will get into our head if we let him, to give us false information, to give us doubt against the Word of God. But I truly thank God for His mercy and grace. We got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We got to know, we need to know who we are and what we are in Christ. And the enemy, his job is to attack us and to bring doubt into our spirit, to know not to believe what God said, but to believe what the enemy said. But I truly thank God for Jesus, because His word is real. Identity to spiritual territory, so the enemy fight hard to distort it. And Isaiah 43:1 says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you." That's it. We are redeemed by the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and that curse is sin. Praise God. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And I thank God that we are born again. Those who are born again, you need to thank God that you are alive today. And truly, I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. The Lord is righteous. The Lord is good. The Lord is merciful. The God that we serve, He's a righteous and judging God. Praise God. And I thank God for everything that He is to us in this hour. But I truly thank God, and I'm going into the Psalm of 140. And I thank God for the Word of God. "Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violence who divine evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongue as sharp as a serpent. The poison of viper is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. How many of you out there, praise God, are being under a spiritual attack? Remember now, Paul said in Ephesians the 6th chapter, praise God, we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but Paul letting us know we are to put on the whole armor of God that we be able, praise God, to handle the fiery darts that the enemy is shooting at us. We need to be embedded ourselves in the Word of God. And we, our faith got to be stronger than ever before. And to trust God. Now today, praise God, God is testing our faith to see how much we can endure on this earth that we are on. He want to see how faithful you are in spite of what you're going through. Thank God for Jesus. But the Word of God is more powerful than any other devices that you think you can use. The Word of God is very effective if you know how to use the Word of God to fight the enemy. Not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. Praise God. So God used His Word. He even obeyed His own Word. But God used His Word. Praise God, to get the job done. And Jesus said, it is written. Praise God. And I thank God for the Word of God. Those of you right now are facing a lot of obstacles in your life. You don't know what to do. You don't know who to trust. You don't know you go from the right to the left. But the God that I know, praise God, the Son of God that I know, He will come to your rescue if you just let Him come in and have a relationship with you. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He is our Redeemer. He will redeem you from the law of sin. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Some people go out the wrong way. Some people in the process feel like, well, if I take my life, they will end it. But one thing about it, if you have a mind to take your life, there is no forgiveness when you do that. But if you give your life to Jesus and ask the Lord to come into your heart, come into your spiritual mind, and have a relationship with Jesus, Jesus will fight for you. He will fight for you to remove the enemy out of your way. But one thing about it, the Lord that we serve, God is able to do what He commands Himself to do. He will do it. But I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are in the time we are in. But I thank God for Jesus Christ. I say to the Lord, You are my God. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, You shield my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desire, Lord. Do not let their plans succeed. But I thank God for you, Father, for you, God, is a righteous God. There are those, like I said, praise God, are crying out. They don't know who to turn to. They don't know what to do. But Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer to everything that we need to know. But I truly thank God for everything that He is to us in this hour. So, Father, I thank You. Thank You, Lord, for bringing salvation to Your people today. Thank God that Jesus is our Lord. He will redeem us. He will bring salvation to our life, to our home, to our family, to our marriage, to our job, whatever it is, Jesus will bring salvation if all we got to do is ask. ask in his name. So I thank God for everything that he is to us in this hour. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. So I truly thank God for being the merciful of God, and God love, and God mercy, and God grace. I truly thank God for all that he is to make us in this hour that we are in. Now, my brothers and sisters, this is your opportunity that those who don't know Jesus, you might come across this radio broadcast and you're not expecting, but God led you to this. Praise God that you receive Jesus today. It's not too late. Now is the time that you give your life to the Lord, because we don't know the day nor the hour, but Jesus is coming back. But Jesus said, behold, I'm coming as a thief. And a thief, praise God, you don't know when he's going to hit you. You don't know when he's going to rob you. But one thing about it, the enemy come unaware. And Jesus, praise God, he said, behold, I come as a thief. When you're not watching, he'll catch you off guard. And I thank God for Jesus. So I'm trusting in God. That's why we got to learn to trust him and rely on him and believe in his word. And like I said before, if you don't know Jesus today, now is your opportunity to give Jesus your life. He will never lead you wrong. He will lead you in a right path. Now is the day to receive salvation. Now is the day that you receive righteousness, because Jesus is soon to come. And I truly thank God. And that's why Jesus told his disciples, praise God, have faith in God. Now today, that same word that Jesus told his disciples is us today. We are his disciples. Would you like to be Jesus' disciple? Would you like to be Jesus' follower? Praise God. And once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, praise God, the angels in heaven will rejoice, praise God, because you gave your life to Jesus. You gave yourself to the one who will redeem you out of the hand of the enemy. And I thank God. Don't worry about your home or your car, and I know that that's hard to say, praise God, but once you give your life, the Lord will work everything out for you. He will see that your rent is paid. He will see you have food on the table to take care of your family. He will see you have transportation. He even himself, praise God, will keep the enemy off of you if you just accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let the Lord redeem you out of the curse of the enemy. And rise with Jesus. Give him glory. Give him victory. You got the victory, but believe in his word. May the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.